Get paid to watch TV. HypeHop enables you to get paid to watch TV because your attention is valuable to them. Believe it or not, a new website lets you get paid to watch TV. In particular, HypeHop pays 0.0001 Bitcoin, 38 cents, each time somebody watches a video at its site. All a person needs to do to get paid is to keep his or her eyes on the screen during the video. Notably, HypeHop claims to have a technology that can monitor eyelid movements through a webcam. In short, HypeHop is watching people who watch videos. Consequently, HypeHop is paying people to put themselves under surveillance. HypeHop further claims that it can monitor viewers' sentiment with its proprietary technology. HypeHop lets you get paid to watch TV under surveillance. As a result, HypeHop is taking online and social media surveillance to the next level. To elaborate, traditional surveillance efforts monitor what people are doing online. Google, for instance, tracks what people are searching for. Meanwhile, the National Security Agency, NSA, monitors what websites people are visiting. On the other hand, HypeHop claims it can monitor people's emotions. So, HypeHop could determine how much people like or hate online content. Why HypeHop is allowing you to get paid to watch TV online? Ultimately, HypeHop is paying people to watch videos online to test and demonstrate its sentiment analyzing technology. In fact, HypeHop's sentiment analysis technology could be worth a lot of money. To illustrate, Disney could pay people to watch scenes from the next Captain America movie to see if fans like them. In addition, President Trump's re-election campaign could pay people to watch its TV commercials to learn how voters respond to them. Altogether, advertisers and producers could learn if they are giving viewers what they want. With HypeHop, you get paid to watch TV online while they analyze your sentiment. Moreover, HypeHop is paying people to watch videos to get as wide and as unbiased a sample as possible. To explain, traditional polling or sampling techniques often miss large segments of the population. Additionally, many people refuse to talk to pollsters or lie to them. Pollsters underestimated the level of support for Donald J. Trump in the 2016 presidential election. Furthermore, pollster Nate Silver admits that polls underestimated the level of support for Democrats in the 2018 midterm elections, Vox reports. On the whole, pollsters got it wrong in the last two major U.S. elections. Nevertheless, HypeHop's developers think they can deliver better results than pollsters by monitoring sentiment. HypeHop lets you get paid to watch TV as they monitor your facial expressions. The hope at HypeHop is to learn what people really think by analyzing their facial expressions. Accordingly, HypeHop is paying people to watch videos so they can track this particular aspect of social interaction. For instance, HypeHop could pay people to watch a video of a politician such as U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat California, making a speech. By monitoring viewers' facial expressions, HypeHop could learn what people really think of Harris. Particularly, HypeHop could gauge how much enthusiasm voters have for Harris. Some experts think Hillary Clinton lost the presidential race in 2016 because Democrats had no enthusiasm for her. HypeHop enables you to get paid to watch TV because your attention is valuable. Significantly, HypeHop's developers are trying to teach people that their attention is valuable. For this reason, HypeHop is now placing a great emphasis on paying people to watch videos. Your attention is valuable, HypeHop's website proclaims. Your time is valuable. You should know when you're being sold something. In addition, the HypeHop team is trying to warn people about the next generation of online surveillance, sentiment analysis. Furthermore, the HypeHop team believes that sentiment analysis will manipulate you. HypeHop lets you get paid to watch TV so they can fight the corporatized surveillance state. People are paying millions of dollars to sway opinions, elections, and buying habits, HypeHop's website states. And we let them by walking blindly into what amounts to a corporatized surveillance state. Hence, HypeHop is trying to fight corporate surveillance by paying people to watch videos. Instead of resisting corporations, HypeHop is trying to manipulate them into giving viewers more control. In like manner, HypeHop is trying to spread the wealth being generated by big data. Notably, The Economist describes data as the world's most valuable resource. In fact, The Economist labels data as more valuable than oil. Anyone can post a video at HypeHop and use sentiment analysis to improve it. In essence, you can see the future of online surveillance and get paid for it at HypeHop. You may also enjoy reading an additional off-the-grid news article. State puts innocent people's DNA in a national database. Do you have any thoughts about how HypeHop is paying people to watch TV? Let us know in the comments below.